Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, this girl came to college because she was eager to suckle schwing schwings, but found out that her head game was trash. Girl math is going to college to only end up with a body count higher than her IQ, and more student loan debt than most people's mortgage. Every girl thinks she's got some bedroom skills, yet most don't. Women think that having SEX with them is like eating pizza, and that even bad pizza is still good. Up next, and how exactly do many of those students pay their tuition? By creating Lonely Fools accounts, of course. 5% of them to be exact. That was back in October 2023. And you know that number is much higher today. As the Joker always says, why do something for free if you're good at it? But in many cases, they aren't even good at it. They try and take the easy way out and make a couple $100 a month and then quit. But the internet is forever, and doing that reduces their job prospects in the future. Number 3, this 48-year-old woman says, people tell her she looks like she's in her 30s. I guess she's insecure when she goes out with men her own age, because people believe that she's dating someone old enough to be her father. She's delusional. No one cares except other women who don't want younger women dating older men, because they see them as competition. She looks like she's in her late 30s. No one is going to care if she's with a 55-year-old man except Karen's. Moving on, why is it that in public, women are strong and independent, but in court they're oppressed and want 50% of a man's net worth? It's opportunistic behavior like this that's got men avoiding marriage entirely. And then women complain that men don't want to commit to them. Who wants to commit to a con man with a cooch? Also, 50% of your assets is what a conservative woman takes. Now it's 3 times your net worth if you include all the alimony and child support payments. Number 5, I don't know which wrestling league this is, but where can I watch it? NBC should put this on after Saturday Night Live. It would get way more viewers. Because who doesn't want to watch Japanese goth girls wrestling? I just checked out some YouTube videos about this, and I have to say that they look way too clothed to be entertaining. And their moves look kinda lame. Not to mention the audience is all sad-looking incel simps in masks, so they don't get embarrassed. Up next, it looks like it's starting to get dangerous for the Dubai porta potty girls. This one was found on the side of the road with her arms, legs, and spine broken. She was lured into a foreign country with the promise of a feast full of feces and a fist full of dollars. This is the adult version of getting into a van as a kid for free candy. And sadly, even though this happened to her, it won't deter others. She's lucky they found her and that she's still alive. Number 7, is someone really headed to hell for turning this land whale into a VW? Turd-flinging monkey says that nowhere in the Bible does it say, you're going to hell for making fun of fatties. That's right. And I'm sure that during biblical times, no one ever got this fat. Also, look on the bright side. At least her looking like this means she can still go places. This would actually be the perfect disguise for her rascal. Moving on, Reconnecting Men says that behind every successful man is not a woman, but lonely days full of tears, sweat, and hard work. The only part that's missing is the woman just waiting at the finish line for all the winners. The men that suffer and work hard and never succeed, they're simply ignored by women entirely. Remember all you potential kings out there. You need a kingdom and not a queen to come in and redecorate it. Also, behind every man's success, there's usually multiple failures. Number 9, and whatever happened to gender equality? According to a study, teachers are hardwired to give girls better grades. Of course. Male teachers white knight for girls, and female teachers give girls better grades because of female own group preference. It doesn't apply only to school, but the workplace, the courts, and pretty much everywhere. Gender equality really means special rights, benefits, and privileges. Up next is a theory floating around that Snow White is Lord Farquaad's daughter. Looks like the rumor has been confirmed by the back hair alone. Then again, there's also an equally compelling theory that Lord Farquaad might actually be Snow White himself. There also might be a little bit of Pumbaa in that back hair. Disney is going to be dead in the next 5 to 10 years if they create this sort of garbage. Number 11, this woman just broke up with her white boyfriend, and then he removed Black Lives Matter from his bio. I hope he replaced it with a Pepe frog. If he had any self-respect, then he shouldn't have even put it in his bio in the first place. Then again, maybe BLM stands for Black Labia Masher. Dude figured out he was wrong and he corrected it. Moving on, who would be thirsty enough to knock her up? Maybe she wishes that she could get knocked up so she would actually get an abortion. She sounds like a great date because she's also COVID cautious and is still masking in public. She looks like a real dead soul rising. She wants a romantic friendship. What exactly is that? Is that considered being friend-zoned with extra steps? Unfortunately, there's always a desperate simp out there that would get her preggers. Number 13, are you qualified to date Esther here? She's a single mom of 5 and her kids are a world. You need to step up and be a real man and raise somebody else's brood. To be with her, you need a 7-seater car, know how to cook and clean, and be submissive. She doesn't say that you have to make 6 figures, but I'm sure that that's also what she's looking for. This sounds like prostitution with extra steps at this point. Again, some desperate simp would take her up on her offer. Otherwise, she wouldn't be asking. Up next, why is it that people on the left are NPCs and can't think independently and behave like that? I can understand female lefties because women have a hive mind. But what about the guys? None of it makes any sense. Electric cars don't save the environment, and it's all about virtue signaling at this point. If they really wanted to help the environment, then they would take a bus instead of a Tesla, instead of taking their marching orders from the lamestream media. Number 15, here's what females look like when they see the average man with resources. But Chads get the smash for free. This is why you never let them know how many resources you have in the first place, because they'll be circling like buzzards with boobs. They see a guy with resources they can pillage as a gold digger, the way a guy playing video games sees a free ammo pickup in his favorite game. If they think you're poor and they're interested in you, then there's a genuine attraction there. Moving on, finish this sentence. There's nothing that turns a man off faster than a woman with blanks. I say a woman that nags, but other guys say a woman who has tattoos, doesn't know how to keep quiet, puts you through shit tests, or that's gone around the block a bunch of times with the high notch counts. Also women that are stank in a bad way, and especially the ones with penises. But I think that the biggest turnoff for me are women that burn coal. Once again, it looks like the toll's been paid. Number 17, what new level of hell is this? A man raped by his own mother for 10 years fears his little brother is actually his son. And how much you want to bet that his own mother is going to take her son to court to get child support money for his baby brother? Feminists will probably argue that this is somehow the kid's fault for accepting his mother's advances, so therefore he wanted to participate. One thing's for sure though, holidays must be really awkward in that household. Up next, here's another interesting statistic. 1 in 5 American moms have kids with multiple baby daddies. There's nothing unusual about this if you look back to historic norms. Alpha fucks and beta bucks. The beta's reproductive strategy is basically to have the second or third kid with the woman after the alpha abandoned her for a younger woman. It also makes me wonder what this study looks like by race. Also, now we need to do the percentage of kids with multiple dads. It's probably only 1 or 2% of the total men out there. Number 19, the ruler of Dubai has to pay his estranged wife $733 million in one of the most expensive UK divorce settlements. He has to pay even though she cheated on him with her bodyguard. But the judge didn't mention this in the trial. You see, no man is immune from divorce rape. If I were her, I'd be careful not to lean too far from the 50th floor window. There's an epidemic of gold-digging whores out there, and even Bill Burr isn't immune to them anymore. Moving on, this woman was charged with ending her own son to prevent her husband from taking custody of him. She ended the kid after showing him a good time at Disneyland. How sick do you have to be to see a kid having a happy day full of joy, only to end him after that? Why is it that I'm increasingly reading stories like this, where women are ending their own children? It used to be something I read about men doing. Number 21, look how far Fox has fallen. They say that Sophie Rain has stayed true to her conservative roots, after making $43 million on Lonely Fools. She believes that God is happy she's successful after earning all that money. And the sad part is conservative simps will believe her. Everyone knows that OnlyFans and conservative shouldn't be used in the same sentence. They're polar opposites. Her saying that she's still a virgin is a marketing gimmick. Up next, German police are saying that Slavic immigrants are targeting Arabs and Africans. Slavs are not politically correct and won't put up with enrichment. You know you're in trouble once you see a bunch of muscular guys over 6 feet tall wearing tracksuits with broken English and they show up. What does it tell you about this world when Slavs are more in tune with saving Germany than modern-day German men? Maybe the next Mr. Mustache will come from Bulgaria or something. Number 23 in Disney keeps on wondering why Snow Brown failed. Instead of putting a cute songbird, why the vulture? They even went as far as race-swapping the bird and making it black, I see. This is a DEI bird. I wish this was actually a real scene, but it looks to be made with AI. I wouldn't be surprised if it was real, though. You know, it's AI because Rachel Zegler actually looks sort of attractive and feminine in this image, and her hair doesn't look like Anton Chigurh from No Country for Old Men. Moving on, Babylon B says the Democrats are warning that abolishing the Department of Education could result in kids being too smart to vote for them. This is supposed to be a parody, but you know that it's probably true. Once AI teachers show up and start teaching kids critical thinking skills, it's over for the Democrats. It's not the Department of Education, it's more like the Department of Indoctrination. Remember that no one is going to give you the education you need to overthrow them. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened with Miley Cyrus? She used to be hot, but now she's looking more and more like Murphy from the original RoboCop film. This is what she looks like now that she's in her early 30s. She looks like she's already in her mid to late 40s. She clearly aged off a cliff. In this image, she's still 16 to 17, and was born back in 1992. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.